My name is Mark Jagels. I'm a producer from South Central Nebraska, about 100 miles southwest of Lincoln, Nebraska. Presently serve on the Nebraska Corn Board and also currently am vice chair of the U.S. Meat Export Federation.
We hear so much about the export of soybeans and maybe more about the export of soybeans indirectly, what goes out of here in livestock. So how important is the livestock industry to those who grow soybeans?
We know livestock is our number one customer, and it's a way for us to add value to a product that we grow, whether it be corn, soybean side, we're adding value through meat exports. In 2011, we saw record exports in both the beef and pork side in both volume and value. It goes to the hard work that I think the U.S. Meat Export Federation does, not only in Denver, but in their overseas offices that are located across the whole world.
What is it about this relationship between livestock producers and soybeans? What is important about that?
We as producers are continually growing more. Our number one goal is yield. I want the highest yield I can. Well, with that, we have to find a home for what we're doing. We're producing more domestically. We probably aren't using any more inside the United States. But exporting the soybean product or adding value to the pork side, to the poultry side, to the beef side of that product that is grown in the state and utilized in the state and then exported, the finished product, the beef or the pork product is exported. That's where the value is really at.
Bottom line, are soybean growers benefiting from that relationship?
Oh, most definitely. MEF just did a study this last year with an individual from Cornell. And we actually wanted to see what the return on investment was for dollars that were invested. We saw over a $7 return for every dollar invested in market exports or market growth or expanding that market. For every dollar from the checkoff that's invested in MEF or utilized in a promotion in another country, if you get a 7-to-1 return, I think that's great. It's adding value and it's showing what the value is. And the other thing that we're seeing with that, almost half of MES funding comes from the federal government through FMD and MAP funds. Well, these checkoff dollars that are invested from local checkoffs, from national checkoff boards into MEF, it multiplies the buying power that we have and utilizes the FMD and MAP funding from the federal government. So once those are leveraged, even with the return on top of that, the numbers are staggering.
Mark, tell me a little bit about the success then of the livestock industry in the United States, that has been generated through exports.
We saw the value per animal slaughtered on the beef side over $200 and on the pork side over $50. Just take those values off of what you're selling your product for. I mean, whether it's a fat animal, hog, steer, whatever, take that right off the top. Would you be profitable without that on top of that? I don't think so. I mean, margins are very, very tight. You know, I feed cattle and things are very, very tight. Without that extra $200 that we're getting dollars on top of what we're selling just because we're exporting the product, that is actually making us profitable. I mean, where we're making money instead of losing money.